Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I'm so well. Thank you, Kathy. It's so nice to hear you again.
It's lovely to hear you too. Sarah, is Facebook yes. going to take the knee? Are they going to protest racism?
I don't know. And I know this sounds very strange, but I hope they don't. And the reason I say that is that I'm not a fan of Facebook, and I'm not a fan of Mark Zuckerberg, particularly for whatever reason. But we all know that it's big advertisers, Starbucks, Unilever, Coke, Verizon Communications, and Microsoft have suspended their advertising from Facebook and Instagram because they want them to adopt a policy to remove racist and basically awful speech from their platform.
Sure.
Now, I was not surprised to discover that they didn't sort of have this sudden, corporate flood of guilt or anything. It is actually, the pressure was put on them by a campaign led by a coalition of civil rights group called Stop Hate for Profit. And their role is to pressurize Facebook into doing more to curb hate speech and the language promoting violence.
Sure. And now, you think that that's wrong?
It's a personal view.
Yeah.
My biggest problem, my biggest concern with all of this is, and you've seen it happen on Twitter, is that with all the algorithms in the world, the risk of banning hate speech is people end up being cancelled.
But we're being cancelled anyway. We're being cancelled anyway.
We are, but we've got to fight back.
But it's breeding hate. The problem is that you can't fight back.
Oh, I think
because
you can,
the minute you okay, so there were a number. In fact, it's one of the news stories this afternoon on the Jewish press is about this group of people who went and reported anti-Semitic posts on Facebook. They were all put into Facebook jail.
Yeah,
but the anti-Semitic tweets weren't removed. How do we fight back then?
This is why I say that Facebook, which I think it had a meeting with this group and they made 10 demands, yeah. And I think they acceded to one, but Zuckerberg and his colleague didn't go for the rest. And that's the problem, is you have America of all places has the First Amendment to the Constitution obliges the government never to ban hate speech. And in other words, unless there's incitement in the hate speech, speech is up for grabs. Everyone can say whatever they like, and that's always been what's slightly unusual about America in this regard. The problem is, as soon as you start, as these what I call sort of authoritarian woke movements start to say, we don't like this, we don't like this, this person is committing hate speech, yes, it's not. It's being based on a feeling or a sense of revenge or whatever it is. What it is not based on is a proper application to say why this is hate speech and to justify it, say, as you would to the media ombuds here.
Okay, what about something like Holocaust denial?
Okay, now Holocaust denial is the only things I have exception to. And the reason for this is because it's the only part of the category that this group wants, it's included it in their group. It's the only thing I agree with because you cannot deny what is factually proven. Almost everything else you can argue is opinion, but Holocaust denial is essentially, it's almost like saying the sun won't shine in the day. It's been proven. So to say otherwise is completely untenable. There's no factual basis for it. But everything else, I hate to say this, but you're better off putting pressure on the groups who make the claims and the individuals even. I just think we haven't been imaginative enough, because what you happen. I mean, take for example this group, which has the ADL amongst it. One of the things is they want things to be found and removed for groups focusing on white supremacy. Not black supremacy, which they offer, militia, but presumably only white militia. Anti-Semitism, which is laudable, but I'm prepared to trade it in the marketplace of ideas. violent conspiracies, and I'm sure they do not mean the violent conspiracies of the anyone who doesn't belong to a white supremacist group. And they include vaccine misinformation and climate denialism. And first of all, vaccine misinformation, I said, well, what do they mean? For or against vaccines? That's not clear. But climate denialism is feeding into that sort of hysteria, the sort of what I call the Greta Thunberg hysteria, that says it is settled science. No science is settled. Nothing is ever settled. And so what it suggests is that you have a sort of self-righteous movement that wants to do what the government doesn't have to do, and they almost want Facebook to do their work for them. Instead of fighting what they believe is hate or prejudice or whatever it may be, they want, and I don't believe that these platforms like Facebook and Twitter can properly do it, because people get cancelled or suspended either for the opposite reasons to as the group you talked about, sure. Or they I mean, for example, one guy was cancelled because he did not agree with on Twitter with he put out a disagreement, and he's a medical man, about the way the English government was handling COVID. So the self-righteous amongst the COVID support groups went in and had him cancelled. I mean, geez, I think Joseph Stalin would be proud.
Yeah, you know, I don't agree with cancel culture.
For that reason, I'm kind of hoping that they say this is. We're not going to do this. I mean, the infrastructure they'd have to create would be huge.
You know what? You and I need to have a conversation over a bottle of wine and over Zoom, perhaps. So we don't have to drive afterwards. And of course, we don't have to be near one another, but we can, and just try and solve the world's problems.
Absolutely.
You know, Saragun, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. And it's an absolute delight to speak to you once again. Thank you so much.